SoftBank just wrote OpenAI a check for $30 billion, not million, billion, with a B. That's more money than the GDP of half the countries on Earth, handed over to a company that didn't exist 6 years ago. But here's what nobody's talking about. This isn't just venture capital theater. This is the moment when artificial intelligence stopped being a tech story and became a financial services story. When ChatGPT can analyze derivatives trades faster than your best quant. When machine learning models are writing credit default swaps. When algorithms are making loan decisions for subprime borrowers. We're not in Kansas anymore. The question isn't whether AI will transform finance. It's whether this transformation will create the next great bull market or the next spectacular crash. Welcome back to Edge Capital Insights. I'm Sloan. Today we're going deep on SoftBank's $30 billion bet on OpenAI and what it means for every dollar you have invested anywhere in the world. This week, as financial institutions prepare their fourth quarter earnings reports and regulatory agencies finalize their artificial intelligence oversight frameworks, two massive forces are colliding. Unprecedented capital flowing into AI development and unprecedented scrutiny of AI's role in managing money. Let's start with the numbers, because in this business, the numbers don't lie. OpenAI was valued at approximately $29 billion before SoftBank's investment. That means Masayoshi Son essentially doubled down on a company whose valuation equals the market cap of companies like Dell Technologies or American Airlines. But unlike Dell or American Airlines, OpenAI doesn't manufacture computers or fly passengers. It builds language models that can pass the bar exam, write software code, and increasingly manage financial portfolios. The investment comes through SoftBank's Vision Fund, the same vehicle that previously placed massive bets on WeWork, Uber, and dozens of other technology companies that promised to revolutionize traditional industries. The track record is mixed, to put it diplomatically. WeWork nearly collapsed under the weight of its own hype. Uber took years to justify its valuation through actual profits. But Sun isn't deterred. In fact, he's doubling down on what he calls the most important technology of the 21st century. Here's the landscape before this deal. Artificial intelligence in financial services was already growing at a blistering pace. Goldman Sachs estimated that generative AI could add $15 billion in revenue to the banking sector by 2027. JP Morgan Chase has been testing AI systems for everything from fraud detection to customer service. BlackRock uses machine learning to manage over $10 trillion in assets. Bank of America has deployed an AI assistant called Erica that handles more than 1 billion customer interactions annually. But these were incremental improvements, optimization plays, efficiency gains. SoftBank's investment signals something different. This is a bet on wholesale transformation. When you put $30 billion behind a single AI company, you're not betting on better customer chatbots or faster fraud detection. You're betting that artificial intelligence will fundamentally rewire how money moves through the global economy. The timing is crucial. Financial institutions are preparing to report fourth quarter earnings, and many are under pressure to demonstrate how they're leveraging AI to drive growth and reduce costs. The traditional banking model, take deposits, make loans, collect interest, faces unprecedented challenges from digital disruption, regulatory pressure, and compressed margins. AI represents the promise of doing more with less, of finding alpha where human analysts see only noise. Consider the scale of what we're discussing. The the global financial services industry manages approximately $400 trillion in assets. If AI can improve returns by even 0.1%, we're talking about $400 billion in additional value creation annually. That's more than the annual GDP of countries like Argentina or South Africa. It's also more than enough to justify SoftBank's $30 billion investment many times over. But there's a darker side to this story, one that most analysts are glossing over. The concentration of AI development in the hands of a few companies creates systemic risk that we've never seen before. When OpenAI's systems go down, they don't just affect a few startups in Silicon Valley. They affect trading floors in London, risk management systems in Tokyo, and credit scoring algorithms in Sao Paulo. We're building a global financial system that increasingly depends on the stability and reliability of a handful of AI companies. The regulatory environment adds another layer of complexity. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority are developing new frameworks for AI oversight in financial services. These regulations will likely focus on transparency, accountability, and bias prevention. But here's the problem. The most effective AI systems are often the least transparent. The algorithms that generate the highest returns are frequently the ones that human experts can't fully explain or predict. This creates a fundamental tension between regulatory compliance and competitive advantage. Financial institutions that rely heavily on AI may find themselves caught between the promise of superior performance and the reality of regulatory scrutiny. The costs of compliance could quickly erode the benefits of AI adoption, particularly for smaller firms that lack the resources to navigate complex regulatory requirements. Now let's examine the bull case, because there's a reason sophisticated investors are pouring money into AI despite the risks. The potential for transformation is genuinely unprecedented. Generative AI doesn't just automate existing processes, it creates entirely new capabilities that didn't exist before. Consider portfolio management. Traditional quantitative funds rely on mathematical models that identify patterns in historical data. These models are powerful, but they're limited by human intuition about what factors might drive returns. AI systems can identify patterns that humans would never think to look for, correlations that span thousands of variables across multiple time horizons. Early results are promising. Renaissance Technologies, one of the most successful hedge funds in history, has used machine learning for decades to generate returns that consistently beat the market. The cost reduction potential is equally compelling. Goldman Sachs estimates that AI could reduce operating costs in financial services by up to 40% over the next decade. That's not just efficiency gains, that's restructuring entire business models. When AI can perform credit analysis, risk assessment, and regulatory reporting faster and more accurately than human analysts. The economics of banking fundamentally, customer service represents another major opportunity. Bank of America's Erica has handled over 1 billion customer interactions, providing 24/7 support that rivals human representatives. But the next generation of AI assistants won't just answer questions. They'll proactively manage customer relationships, identifying opportunities for cross-selling, predicting customer needs, and preventing churn before it happens. The institutional adoption curve is accelerating. Fidelity uses AI to optimize trade execution across global markets. State Street applies machine learning to custody operations that handle trillions in assets daily. Even traditionally conservative institutions like pension funds and insurance companies are experimenting with AI-driven investment strategies. But here's where the story gets really interesting and where SoftBank's investment makes strategic sense. The companies that control the most advanced AI systems will have access to the most valuable financial insights when OpenAI's models can analyze earnings calls, regulatory filings, and market data simultaneously. They can identify investment opportunities that human analysts miss. When these same models can execute trades faster than human traders can think, they create competitive advantages that compound over time. The network effects are powerful. As more financial institutions integrate AI into their operations, the AI systems become more valuable because they have access to more data and more trading opportunities. This creates a virtuous cycle where the best AI systems attract the most users, which generates the most data, which makes the AI systems even better. Historical precedent supports the bull case. The introduction of electronic trading in the 1990s transformed financial markets, reducing costs and increasing. The development of quantitative trading strategies in the 2000s created new sources of alpha and new categories of investment products. AI represents the next logical evolution, potentially more transformative than either of these previous innovations. The mathematics are compelling. If AI can improve investment returns by just 2% annually while reducing costs by 20%, the economic value creation is enormous. For a typical pension fund managing $100 billion in assets, that's $2 billion in additional returns and significant cost savings every year. Scale these improvements across the entire financial services industry, and you're looking at trillions of dollars in value creation. Now for the bear case, because this is where things get uncomfortable for the true believers. The history of financial innovation is littered with technologies that promised transformation but delivered disaster. Remember portfolio insurance in 1987. It was supposed to limit downside risk, but instead amplified the stock market crash. Remember the sophisticated risk models that led to the 2008 financial crisis? They were built by Nobel Prize-winning economists and tested on decades of historical data. AI systems share many of the same vulnerabilities as these failed innovations. They're complex, opaque, and vulnerable to sudden failure when market conditions change. The models that work brilliantly in normal markets may catastrophically fail during periods of stress when every AI system is trained on similar data and reaches similar conclusions. They can create dangerous herding behavior that amplifies market volatility. The regulatory risks are real and growing. The Securities and Exchange Commission is developing new rules that will require financial institutions to explain how their AI systems make decisions. But the most effective AI systems use deep learning techniques that even their creators don't fully understand. How do you explain a trading decision made by a neural network with billions of parameters? How do you audit an algorithm that processes thousands of variables simultaneously? The compliance costs could be staggering. Financial institutions may need to maintain separate systems for regulatory reporting, hire specialized staff to interpret AI decisions, and invest in expensive monitoring technology to ensure their systems remain compliant. For smaller institutions, these costs could quickly outweigh any benefits from AI adoption. There's also the problem of systemic risk. As more institutions rely on similar AI systems, the potential for coordinated failures increases. If OpenAI's systems experience a major outage or malfunction, the ripple effects could cascade through global markets. We've seen hints of this already. When major cloud computing platforms go down, they take dozens of financial services companies offline simultaneously. The investment thesis behind SoftBank's $30 billion bet assumes that AI will continue improving at its current pace. But there are signs that progress may be slowing. The easy gains from larger models and more data may be giving way to harder problems that require breakthrough innovations. The cost of training advanced AI systems is growing exponentially, and the energy requirements are becoming environmentally unsustainable. Competition is intensifying. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and dozens of other companies are developing their own AI systems. OpenAI's current advantages in natural language processing may not translate to sustained dominance in financial applications. The company faces the constant threat of commoditization as competitors develop similar capabilities. Perhaps most concerning is the potential for AI systems to amplify existing biases and inequalities in financial services. If AI models are trained on historical data that reflects discriminatory lending practices, they may perpetuate or even worsen these biases. The regulatory backlash could be severe, potentially limiting AI adoption in sensitive areas like consumer lending and insurance underwriting. So what does all this mean for you sitting at your desk, managing your portfolio, or making decisions about where to deploy capital in 2025? Let's walk through the implications for different types of market participants, because the effects won't be distributed evenly. For retail investors, the immediate impact is likely to be indirect but significant. The financial institutions you rely on for banking, investing, and insurance are rapidly adopting AI systems that will change how they serve you. Your bank may start using AI to make lending decisions. Your brokerage may use AI to recommend investments, and your insurance company may use AI to price your policies. In the short term, this could mean better service and lower costs. In the long term, it raises questions about fairness, transparency, and human oversight. The smart money is already positioning for this transformation. If you believe the bull case, you want exposure to companies that are leaders in AI development or early adopters of AI in financial services. That includes obvious plays like Microsoft, Google, and NVIDIA, but also less obvious beneficiaries like financial data companies that provide the raw material for AI systems. For institutional investors, the calculations are more complex. Pension funds, endowments, and sovereign wealth funds need to decide how much of their portfolios to allocate to AI-related investments. The potential returns are compelling, but so are the risks. The key is diversification and careful due diligence. Don't bet the entire fund on the AI revolution, but don't ignore it either. Asset managers face the most immediate disruption. AI systems that can identify profitable trading strategies or manage portfolios more effectively than human managers pose an existential threat to traditional active management. The managers who survive will be those who can integrate AI into their investment processes while maintaining human oversight and judgment. The regulatory implications are still evolving, but the direction is clear. Financial institutions that use AI systems will face increased scrutiny and compliance costs. The institutions that invest early in building robust AI governance frameworks will have competitive advantages over those that treat AI as an afterthought. For the companies themselves, SoftBank's investment in OpenAI represents both validation and pressure. The investment validates the potential of AI in financial services, but it also raises expectations for rapid commercialization and revenue growth. OpenAI now has the resources to build the infrastructure and hire the talent needed to serve enterprise customers, but it also has investors expecting returns on a $30 billion investment. The broader technology sector will feel ripple effects as well. SoftBank's investment signals continued appetite for large AI deals, which could drive up valuations across the sector. But it also sets a high bar for performance and execution. Companies that can't demonstrate real revenue growth and market adoption may find it harder to raise capital in the future. Looking ahead, the next 12 to 18 months will be critical. As financial institutions report their quarterly earnings, investors will scrutinize how much they're investing in AI and what returns they're generating. As regulatory frameworks take shape, the compliance costs and operational constraints will become clearer. As AI systems are deployed more widely in live trading environments, we'll get better data on their performance under real market conditions. The geopolitical implications are significant, but often overlooked. AI development is increasingly seen as a national security priority, and governments are implementing restrictions on technology transfer and data sharing. Financial institutions operating globally may find themselves caught between competing regulatory regimes, particularly as U.S.-China tensions continue to affect technology companies. For individual portfolio managers and financial advisors, the message is clear. You can't ignore AI, but you shouldn't assume it will solve all your problems either. The most successful professionals will be those who can integrate AI tools into their decision-making processes while maintaining critical thinking and human judgment. AI can process vast amounts of data and identify patterns, but it can't replace the experience and intuition that come from years of market observation. The institutional response is already underway. Major banks are hiring AI specialists, investing in new technology infrastructure, and forming partnerships with AI companies. The institutions that move fastest and most effectively will gain competitive advantages that could persist for years. The institutions that lag behind risk becoming irrelevant in an increasingly AI-driven marketplace. But here's the prediction I'm willing to make. SoftBank's $30 billion investment in OpenAI will be remembered as either the moment when artificial intelligence truly transformed finance, or the moment when irrational exuberance in AI reached its peak. The fundamental question isn't whether AI will change financial services, it's whether the changes will create value or destroy it. Based on the historical precedent of financial innovation, the early adopters who proceed carefully and maintain human oversight will benefit. The late adopters who rush to catch up will face higher costs and greater risks. And the institutions that assume AI is a magic solution to all their problems will learn expensive lessons about the difference between hype and reality. The answer to our opening question about whether this creates the next great bull market or the next spectacular crash, it will probably do both at different times and for different participants. The companies and investors who understand that AI is a tool, not a panacea, will thrive. Those who confuse technological capability with guaranteed profits will not. That's Edge Capital Insights for today. I'm Sloan. Stay sharp, stay skeptical.